Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Shirley?
Shirley, yes.
Great. And first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know it's a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, a state legislator, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certainly, probably.
And what year were you born? Just a year.
1959.
And what is your race?
Caucasian. White.
And a yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thinking back to the November, do apologize, to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote in the Democratic Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democratic.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state Senate were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Democratic.
I would like for you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning that you're very favorable. 0 meaning you're unfavorable, 50 meaning that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can choose any number between 100 and 0. Here's the first one. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
Fifty.
Donald Trump.
0.
Greg Abbott.
0.
Adam Hinojosa.
25.
What about Morgan LaMantia?
50.
And Ted Cruz.
0.
And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as a state senator? Strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Collins Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
Collins.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Ronald Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote for?
Ronald Gutierrez.
And if the elections for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote for?
Democrat Vicente whatever his last name was.
Gonzalez Jr.?
Yes.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Democrat Morgan LaMantia.
Now, I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the government and Texas state legislature later. For each one, please tell me how high of a priority that issue should be, not a priority at all, or a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the government and Texas state legislature. Here's the first one. Securing of the border, not a high priority, low priority, medium priority, or high priority?
Is there a medium high priority?
Yes, I have a medium priority or high priority.
I guess a high priority.
What about supporting South Texas jobs and wages? Not a priority at all? Low priority, medium priority, or high priority?
High priority.
Supporting public schools?
High priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care?
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High priority.
A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ community, would you be much more likely to support it, somewhat more likely, somewhat much likely, or much more likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Who voted against?
Yes, against a Texas abortion ban. Would you be much less likely to support a candidate like that? Somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or more, much more likely?
I would be against that.
Okay. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
To vote for them?
Yes, ma'am. To vote for a candidate like that. Yes, ma'am.
No, I would not support somebody like that.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged government Abbott private school voucher policies?
Oh no, I need those school vouchers.
Okay, so would you be much less likely to vote for a candidate like that, or somewhat less likely?
So if I needed those school vouchers, that would be less likely, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
More likely.
And do you use WhatsApp?
Rarely.
Okay. From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Yes, I have WhatsApp and belongs to WhatsApp groups, or yes, I have WhatsApp app and only use it for direct messages, or yes, I have WhatsApp and I am a part of groups and use it for direct messages.
Yes, I have it and use it only for direct messages.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistic purposes only, generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate degree.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Cheryl with a C.
C-H-E-R-Y-L?
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
C-H-E-R-Y-L, okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are comprehended for their time and sharing their opinion in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know you if you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no, ma'am?
Yes.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.